General Motors has a new CEO, and for the first time at a major auto company, it's a woman. Mary Barra started as an intern at GM more than 30 years ago. She worked her way up the ranks, was the first female chief product development officer, which is her most recent position. For more, we're joined by Mickey Maynard, former New York Times Detroit bureau chief. She follows the industry very closely. She's with us from Michigan Radio in Ann Arbor. Mickey, welcome back.
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks for having me.
Well, so Mary Barra is going to be the only female CEO in the auto industry, but also she's only going to be one of 22 at Fortune 500 companies. Is this a surprise?
Well, it's not a surprise that she got the job because Dan Akerson, who's the outgoing CEO at General Motors, was grooming her for this position. I'm a little bit surprised at the timing, simply because it was only yesterday that the government sold the last shares of its GM stock. But it was pretty clear to those of us who follow GM that Mr. Akerson backed Mary Barra and that he wanted to see her succeed him.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of her so that we can get to know her just a little bit here. This is her in a recent interview with Fortune magazine. She's explaining her strategy of, quote, no more crappy cars.
If we're going to compete in a segment in any market, we're going to go to win. I think that was a change for General Motors. And frankly, the team has rallied around that because people want to go and do their best. So I feel so much of what I need to do is just set up the systems, enable the processes, and have the right leadership that our designers and our engineers and our buyers can go do the best work they can do every day.
Mickey Maynard, what does she bring to the position?
Well, first of all, she's a female, and right now more than half of automobiles in this country are purchased by women. So she reflects the car market as it is today. She actually has the kind of background that prepared her perfectly to be CEO of General Motors. If you look at it historically, she's a graduate of Kettering University, which was once called General Motors Institute, which is where many, many GM executives went for undergrad. She is an MBA from Stanford, from the Graduate Business School. So she has gotten out of Detroit to see what the business world looks like from outside looking in. She has operations experience. She's actually in charge of a car plant. She's had this product portfolio for the last her last assignment. And so she's got the kind of background that even 30 years ago you would have seen in a General Motors CEO. But 30 years ago, the CEO would not have been a woman.
And as you say, this announcement comes just a day after the announcement that the government has sold off the last of its shares of General Motors. The government, by the way, lost $10.5 billion on that bailout. But how strong is the company right now?
General Motors has a lot of cash. General Motors is profitable. I think it actually is in some of the best financial footing that it's ever been in because it got rid of a huge debt overhang and huge liabilities when it went through Chapter 11 bankruptcy in 2009. That's not to say that everything is rosy at General Motors. It has significant challenges outside the United States. And here in the U.S., its market share is about 18%, which is probably where its market share is going to be, given how competitive the American market has become.
What do you think her biggest challenge is going to be, Mickey?
Well, first of all, you have to keep General Motors focused because over the last 20 years or so, those of us who've watched the company have seen it flail in a whole bunch of different flavor of the month kind of directions. I'm be very interested to see that she has a strong team around her who supports her as she goes forward, because GM, I think, has had five different CEOs in the last 4 years. GM needs stability, and now GM has someone from within its ranks to provide that potential stability.
Mickey Maynard joining us from Michigan Radio on this day when we find out that the new CEO of General Motors will be a woman, Mary Barra. Mickey, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Jeremy. Thanks a lot.
This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.